Okay, I think this is on. I think it's exciting just to see what Colin, Kath and Malcolm and Lucy are doing. There's a sense for me in which I think we're exploring about how can we be community together but in the midst of a city. And the phrase that I've been kind of thinking about is there's something about community that exists in villages which we'd love to see within the midst of a city. And it's one of those kind of buzzwords, community, but actually in practice, how can we really do that? And I think what they're exploring is one way of doing it. And I'm excited about that, feel like God's in there. So it's great just to hear a little bit of their story this morning. Okay, Ben, just in terms of recording, could we record the first bit separately from the second bit? We're just going to have a bit of feedback in a sec. And that's the first bit, and then I'll move into what I'm going to do. Brilliant. Okay. My name's Rupert, if you're a visitor here. And we sometimes shop at Sainsbury's, and that will become clear later on. Okay, what I just want to do to start with is at the end, last week, we were looking a little bit at the story of Mary and Martha. And I suggested that this little passage in Luke chapter 10 could be a passage that we spend some time this week reflecting on and meditating on. And so I just want to create a little bit of space just now for anyone who has accepted that invitation to reflect and meditate on this scripture, just to come and share something very briefly about what that reflection was like for you, and I will give you a little bit more direction. So if you did do this, it would be fantastic to have three or four people who would come and very briefly share something of what they got out of that. So you can just be thinking about, is one of those three or four people you? And we're only going to take 5 minutes, so I would ask that you would be brief. If the first person takes 5 minutes, then you're not going to allow any space for anybody else. The two things that I'm really interested in terms of just a little bit of feedback here from our reflection during the week, would be, firstly, some personal reflection. I'm not looking for some great intellectual insight into the text. As great as that is, and as important as it is to try and understand the text, I think what I was trying to offer last week was that understanding the text doesn't necessarily change our lives. It's when we hear Jesus in the midst of the text speaking to us deeply that actually it really transforms our lives. And one of the things that I've come back from sabbatical about is really passionate about seeing transformation happen. Jesus really does change people's lives. He really does. And we need Jesus just as much as we grow older as we do when we're younger. We need Jesus to come and change our lives. And he can do that. But it doesn't do it by solely understanding. So I'm looking for some personal reflection about how the text has spoken to your personal life and situation. Just looking for two or three sentences. It's not a long thing. You don't need to go into a huge amount of depth. But something on that. Or secondly, I'd be really interested in reflection on the process. What was it like for you meditating on this text, particularly if you did it over the whole week? How did that change for you as you did it a number of times during the week? So, some kind of personal reflection. How did the text speak to you about your personal life or situation? Or something about the process. What was it actually like doing that? That could be struggles, or that could be something that you found really helpful. Okay, I need the microphone. And I'm looking for some brave people who would come. Otherwise, you'll listen to me for longer. Anybody want to just come and share something? Alison, great.
I haven't been thinking about it all week, so I hope that lets a few other people off the hook. I did something new this week. I wrote on Rupert's blog, which I've never done before. I actually responded to what he had to say. But this story resonates a lot for me. And one thing I said to Rupert this morning is that My middle name is Mary. So Martha and Mary is very familiar to me because at my heart I hope that I am Mary, able to come close to Jesus. But in my busyness, I feel often that I am Martha, running around doing 100 things. But I did think over the little bit of text this morning on the bus, and often I've heard in those words, you know, Martha, you're worried and busy with so many things. I've heard a kind of a rebuke, and I didn't hear that this morning. I just heard Jesus has actually noticed how busy I am.
Yeah. Brilliant. Fantastic. Someone else. Otherwise, I'll tell you what I got out of it. Come on. Somebody else feeling brave. Brilliant. I don't know your name.
Ruth.
Ruth. This is Ruth. Fantastic.
Hi. I did it once. I read it once. So again.
Brilliant. Like that's great.
I just saw a direct change in my life this week from the text. Last week, before the service, I was preparing for a lot of events I was organising for Freshers Week, and I was extremely stressed, very worried. I had a lot on my mind, and this text maybe told me that I just needed to chill out a bit. And this week, everything went really smoothly. I didn't get stressed once. And yeah, it just all kind of went by. And I had a lot of problems in my flat as well. And I just relaxed about that a lot as well. And I just saw directly me being able to cope a lot better. So that was really good.
Brilliant. Ruth, thank you so much. Fantastic. Anybody else? Brilliant.
I did it once as well. But for me, what's really been the change, even in the last week, particularly, I think it's really been helpful for me in terms of playing guitar. It's really, I think, released me from feeling it's all about coming from inside me. What I do is I kind of serve in this congregation, like you were saying about Martha. I guess I put myself under a lot of pressure to make everything sound good, and I really felt such a release just knowing that, you know, if I can just come to Jesus, since it's all about you, then I don't need to worry.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Excellent. One more. Brian.
This is just a slight aside. Listening to Tim, I was going to tell him that. That's exactly what I was going to tell him. We were talking a wee bit on Thursday, and I was listening to him play, and I thought, you know, I need to speak to him. And that's what I was going to tell him.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm not quite sure that was personal reflection, but great encouragement for you there, Tim.
It was an aside.
Anybody else want to go for one more contribution? Richard.
I'd like to build up some confidence. No, I just feel at work, you know, as I'm retiring in 5.5 months, so let's pray that I spend so much time working, this is it, and it's Jesus gets pushed aside, and you find yourself working, and You get tired at night, you just can't do anything. But I just feel maybe when I retire, I just feel that God's actually saying, edging me on.
Yeah.
I just find that when you're working, I just feel like, Lord, so he's saying a bit like a Martha, and I just feel, well, I'm bloke, of course, but I just feel it's important that we do give more time to God. It's essential, because otherwise we're just not going to progress at all in our fellowship with the Lord. This is it. And I've learnt this myself. And I think that work can become, you see, it says in the Bible, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And if you work, give anything you can bring before God. And it's like a hurdle. It'll just bring you down. So you just have to look to the Lord. That's it.
Brilliant. Fine. Excellent. Thank you, Richard. Fantastic. I had quite an interesting experience on Monday morning. This is one of my, Mary Martha was one of my favourite texts. I've preached on it in the past, preached on it last Sunday, spent some time doing some exegesis, reading some different books around the text, been meditating on it over the summer a bit. I sat down on Monday morning having offered this invitation to meditate, and I found myself being Martha again. And one of the things that really intrigued me was about my reaction to Jesus inviting me to come to that place of stillness and why I find that so difficult. And the sense of attachment that I found that I have to the stuff that I do and how in my mind it's so important. And yet my sense was that Jesus was saying it's not half as important as you think it is, Rupert. And I found that fascinating. And so I invite you to take these texts and not just listen to them on a Sunday, but to actually inhabit them in some way and allow the text to work into our hearts that really will bring transformation. And I've been living with that thought all week, actually. In fact, I was living with it this morning, and to some extent I'm still living with it just now. What is that attachment that I have, and why do I feel so committed to these things that I'm doing and find it so difficult to let them go? So, okay, that's the first part, Ben. You can change over now.